This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
He made his living in cheap hotels. Desert quiet, Cleveland cold.
So the story is told.
You know, all I care about, I'm a very romantic person. Whether I'm 50 when I die or 100, when they stick me in that ground, everybody's proud of me. Everybody knows I stood up for the average person. I wasn't a coward. Denny Williams, I believe your story because I remember, and I wanted to go check on it before I talked about it a few weeks ago, your aunt on the phone, and it was you or some other, there's saying, Danny, be quiet, running around, you're like 10 years old, 7 years old, whatever it was, 8 years old, I don't remember, in like late 90s, while she's on the phone just trying to talk about the fact that, you know, her sister had told her this happened and Bill Clinton did this and they were covering it up. And we know about Clinton. We know what he does.
Yes, sir.
And they're so scared of this story. And now Drudge is also linked. InfoWars has it. Bill Clinton's son tells Hillary, step aside. Let's talk about this, but I want to give you the floor. Don't be nervous. Just let it all out. Because in person back right there, I'm just like me. You're very talkative. Once you get on air, you're a little bit more reserved. This is your chance to talk to your man you believe is your father, to talk to Hillary, who's just such a selfish, borderline personality disorder psycho. I mean, this is your chance to talk to him.
Right. And I would like to just ask Hillary to please not get in the way of me taking this chance and asking my father for a DNA sample. And
so in the words of Ludacris,
right,
move out the way.
Move. But, you know, it's just been a difficult role, and I'm just ready to, you know, get down to the bottom of it, get down to the truth. I want to know who I am, the my ancestors, the you know, where I come from. I mean, I love my mama and her side of my family. They all black. They all raised me, you know. They tried their best with me. And I turned out a good person. So at the end of the day, it's no lie. It's the truth. And all I want is the truth out. I'm not here for no political gang or nothing. In 1999, 2000, Hillary and President Clinton post, they helped with this false DNA test. And I think it was put out to discredit my story for her running the Senate to the state. So,
and to be clear, we've looked at it.
Right.
The Star, owned by top Clinton donors, did a test that wasn't even a DNA test. So no wonder.
Exactly.
That way they can say the test showed it wasn't. Well, yeah, if they do like a blood test for, you know, hepatitis for maternity, it ain't going to work.
Right. And just,
what would your mother say to you when the Christmas presents came? I mean, did you ever see the state troopers? I mean, describe that.
Right. I was outside playing. I seen them leave. Well, they didn't pull up in the state trooper police car. I seen them leave. You know, he get out with his police state trooper outfit on, and I see them leave, and I can read the tags, and it say, you know, state government tags on the bag. And as soon as they left, they brought in bags. As soon as they left, my aunt come get us from outside playing. She was like, come in. And she's like, I got these gifts that was brought in by your dad. I said, brought in by my dad. She's like, yeah. I said, he brought me gifts? She's like, yeah. So me and my little brothers and sisters, we went through the gifts and split them between each other. And it was this one gift that stood out. It was a G.I. Joe man. So I took the G.I. Joe man. I gave the hula hoops and the other gifts to my little sister and them. But it just had me thinking, you know, at the time we was kids. So we didn't too much, you know, we went off straight to playing with the toys. But over the years, you know, I just think about that. I just go back into that day of when they dropped the gifts off. I just wonder why. If he feel that he wasn't my daddy, why even assist on wasting the time?
I'll be honest. I don't want to give Bill Clinton a pass, but I've always picked up on this. He's like a twisted, sad character who's used. Hillary's pure evil. And you see that. You see the fact that he wanted to do the right thing. Let's talk about the report, how she shut it down, how your aunt tried to get you and you were a baby later when you tried to climb the fence to meet your father. Because this is the stuff that legend's made of. Only reality is this amazing. Danny Williams, straight ahead.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It's Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Only 26 days left in the final countdown. Election 2016. Americanism versus globalism. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide.
Yes, I just had one of our writers, Raquel Phelan, showing me a personal Drudge tweet talking about all the deception that went on, the people lying to him back when all these, quote, DNA tests came out. We can probably put that up on screen and bring that up for Danny Williams. There it is. I was lied to directly by Walter Isaacson at the Time magazine over DNA tests on Danny Williams, Clinton's alleged son. There wasn't one. And that's what we've proven. They did a test that wasn't a DNA test. Now,
right.
You wrote, just in your own thoughts today, questions that were probably good for me to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of so many of these, again, I go back to the beginning. Okay. Addressing Bill Clinton. I mean, you've already said a lot, but you say, oh, I'm nervous. I don't want to, and I get it. You're on live radio and TV. But specifically, again, you're not political. I mean, you've told me this privately. I'm not for Trump. I'm not getting into Trump. I never even asked that. Did I ask you to go after,
support
Trump?
I don't support no one. I'm not voting at the time. I mean.
You just want to meet who you believe you're dead.
I just want the truth. I feel like if I'm standing here to prove my story and who I am and the truth behind my story, I feel that he has to stand up and prove that he's not my father if he claims that he's not my father. And, you know, I like to ask Hillary, please don't get in the way of this. You know, let it, you know, let me know the truth. You know, let it be known. Let the world know. I mean, the world know that you faked the DNA test. The world know that all the others published stories out. So, I mean, it's my turn to ask for the truth.
I was thinking you can do a genetic profile. We know Clinton's basic background.
Right.
And if it matches up with who he claims his backgrounds are, then he's got a lot of pressure on him. Here's a question then. I remember researching this going back 20 years ago.
Yes, sir.
What did Hillary do specifically? I heard she threatened, correct me if I'm wrong, your mother. Walked through that. Who ended the relationship of the state police bringing you $700 a month for your mom to take care of the family and Christmas presents on Christmas?
Right. And in my heart, I believe Hillary ended all of that once he made president, you know, because it's like he wanted to have something to do with me. I mean, if he took the time out to deliver, have money delivered, have presents delivered, he knew in his heart and he wanted to in his heart. But like I say, I feel that she does have something to do with it. I feel that she, you know, she does breaking that all up. Like, Hillary, she's very smart. So at the time of Bill Clinton becoming to his success, she was planning her success, you know, and being the president for herself one day. So, yeah, I feel that she stepped in and, you know, covered it up, had it hidden, had, you know, hushed it up. But I'll never stop. I'm going to keep this going. I'm going to search for the truth. And you know, if it takes my life, oh, well, you know, I'd rather die trying to find the truth of who I am than back home, you know, just doing other things. I'd rather be, you know, dying, you know, knowing the right thing, doing the right thing.
Are you saying you're concerned about your safety?
I mean, yes, it's been plenty of times. My safety, my kids' safety, we, you know, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'm raising my kids in Hot Springs, the boyhood home of Bill Clinton, where he was raised. So, yeah, I feel sometimes about my safety, but I won't stop.
Danny Williams reported son of Bill Clinton. I've been hearing this for 20 years. The witnesses, we've talked to the state police, you name it. I mean, this was 20 years ago. I was talking to his aunt. This isn't something new. It's coming up now because the Clintons are back again. Looking at this, why would Bill Clinton give you presents and give you money if you weren't his son?
Right. Why would he? You know, I mean, was he playing a little game? You know, to me, I feel that he was trying to be in my life.
Well, it does seem he's the more human of the two.
Right.
Other points. I've got a lot of questions, but other points you think are important?
Other points I think are important. I mean, you can look at me and see, you know, see the futures of him and me. So that's a major important point. You know, I started my Facebook page 2.5 years ago, and that's what I did. I put me beside him. I wanted people to know, look at us, you know. And I wanted thoughts and feedback on what people thought, you know. And I take the good and the bad, and I keep pushing with doing what's right myself.
Danny, let's bring this up. I don't judge your mother. Hell, half the women in the country probably done similar things.
Right.
This is how the world works. Oldest profession. You know, doing what she has to do to feed her kids. There was a governing class in Little Rock, Arkansas. But looking at this, why do you think Hillary, before I get to that, look at the similar backgrounds. You've got Bill Clinton's mother reportedly being a prostitute to the mafia.
Exactly.
In Hot Springs.
Right.
Well documented. That is well documented.
Exactly.
Reportedly to a Governor Rockefeller.
Right.
And Al Capone used to run the whole country out of Little Rock.
Right.
And Hot Springs. He lived there half the year. For folks who don't know how the mafia worked, that's where the moonshine was made.
Right.
Up until like the 40s. So you've got all this going on, and you've got Bill Clinton's mother, a lady of the night, a prostitute, same history as your mother's.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why he felt guilty, because he never got to see his father.
Exactly. And you know what? I do my research. I done read about all that. I've been reading about this since I was 13, 14. And on his mother, on who his father could be. And, you know, it's just like he had this hard time. Why would he do his own child like that? I mean, yes, my mother was a working lady. But far as from my understanding is that they dated. He came on several occasions.
That's why he liked her so much.
So, right. He kept coming.
Wouldn't be the first time that happened.
Right, exactly. So I feel that, I mean, I know she had to do what she do to take care of us, to bring in food, to bring in clothes for us so we can, you know, be all right for us. But at the same time, I feel that it was more than just money between him and her. So
Danny Williams reported son who was basically ignored, thrown out there. Exactly. What's the word you use?
I use banished.
Banished.
They banished me. They said I was raised in Australia. They said I went to the goodest school. No, I was raised in Little Rock. I went to McClellan High School off God Springs in Little Rock. I didn't graduate. I got tons of Facebook friends went to school with me that can confront my story.
That's right, but you did get your GED later, and you have
exactly.
Right grandchildren.
I went back to school at 21, get my GED. I was trying to become a welder and taking care of my kids at the time. You know, I had my first child at 16. I was on the way with my second child at 21, so I wanted to do better for my kids, but I always had this setback on, what about my father? Well, you know, I need to know my father, you know?
How early on did you hear from, like you said, the preachers and the public schools that Bill Clinton was your daddy?
Right. Preachers used to come over our house all the time when I was 7, 8 years old. I remember one preacher, and that's preacher McIntosh. He's the one that started the story on Bill Clinton when he was running for president about him having a black son. He called it the black sheep of the family. So, you know, this been going on throughout my whole life. Everybody I run into, oh, he look, you know, they point and they whispering, you know, he look just like him. You know, that's Bill's son. And, you know, sometimes it was saddened. Sometimes it was, you know, it strengthened me because I knew that one day I was able to stand up for what I believe in.
I brought this up 3 times, and you've done a great job. But I just want to give you the floor here. Just Danny Williams, whatever you want to say to the world, the people demonizing you at CNN, the people saying, don't cover your story. If your story was so weak, they'd want to cover it because exactly. They could discredit us.
I like to ask CNN to back off. I like to ask Hillary with the most up respect and just to please don't stand in the way. I would like to let my father know I does want to meet you one day. I does want to shake your hand. Well, I do want to meet you. I do want to shake your hand. Excuse me. I want my children to know that they have a grandfather, you know, and what type of grandfather he was. He was a good man. He done good when he was president. I mean, but far as with my life, you know, it's just failure. So I just want to, you know, I just want him to know that I am looking forward to meet you. I am looking forward for my kids to know you. I am looking forward for a DNA sample. I mean, I ask you to do the right thing.
If I was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, I'd be taking care of my grandkids.
Right.
I don't care what color they are. And, Danny, you come off as very credible. My gut tells me you're Bill Clinton's son. I remember the history 20 years ago. I remember all the cover-ups, all of it. And we sit here looking at this. It's just indicative of the larger lies. I remember talking to the sources that knew your mother, who's still with us today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it accurate that state police came and said, you shut up about this, we're going to figure out how to throw your butt in jail?
100% accurate. My mom's story never changed.
So get into what Hillary reportedly did.
Well, what it was from what I was told at 93, you know, doing all the allegations of me being his son, you know, she was trying to hush her up. You know, they was threatening her. You know, they was passing by the house. They kicked in my grandma's door. The first picture they ever got of me was the baby picture with the Arkansas Razorback shirt on.
Skip break.
They kicked in my grandma's door. And
start over. Sorry, I told them skip break. Go ahead.
They took that picture. They kicked in my grandma's door and state troopers did and took that picture off the wall. That was the first picture they ever had. That picture was not sold to the tabloids. Was not, you know, it was taken. So
what'd they do? They took that picture off the wall.
Right. from my granny's
Describe that. Take your time. Talk about that.
Well,
because if you're not his son, why are they kicking doors down?
Right. I mean, at the time I was a kid, I can't describe it in where my mom came, but at the time I know, and she always told me how they got the first picture. They kicked in my granny door and they took the picture off the wall.
Now, what was the point of that?
I don't know. At the time, my mother wasn't giving the story, and the preacher McIntosh had came out with on the story. So they was trying to get in contact with my mom on stories, and you know, at the time they was trying to hush.
I get it. They were getting rid of the picture that proved it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, my mother, she took a story. She took a DNA. I mean, she took a polygraph test in '93, consists of her story, and she passed it, 100% passed it. And the story never changed today. It's still the same today. You can pick.
Do you remember who gave the polygraph?
I was in '93. I was probably 5 or 6 years.
No, I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
So I
probably talked to your mom and your aunt. We need to get them on.
Right.
This is powerful information, Danny. But look, she says she hadn't fallen down having convulsions. We catch it on tape. She says she didn't sell us out to the Chinese. It comes out in WikiLeaks. She says she doesn't run the media. It comes out. Obama says he doesn't want our guns. It comes out in the emails. He wants to ban them. I mean, it seems like stuff's turning against them right now.
Right. She says she wants to do the most, give the kids the best opportunities in this world. I'm one kid that they have turned their back on and deserve the best opportunities for my children.
I was about to ask, I mean, because I just want to help all American children, no matter what color they are, but black unemployment's basically doubled under Obama as if you just don't matter.
Right.
And then I see Hillary claiming how Trump's all this big racist and the rest of it. Separate from politics, though, I'd actually see you as an asset if I was them. I don't know why they didn't just admit all this and go with it later after they'd already been president.
Exactly. I mean, if they had any brains that they have in this world, they would have, you know, step up.
Danny, I can sit here and ask you a million questions, but, you know, we talk about, I mean, you wrote this. I want to know what it was like to be in her presence, so I want to.
I wanted to have the opportunities that Chelsea had. I wanted to.
Yeah, because I'm reading this. You wrote this before you came on. I said, hey, give me some questions.
All this was wrong.
These are these are so personal, though.
Yes.
I don't even know what they mean because it's your thoughts. It's like, I wanted to know what it was like to be, you know, her parents. So explain these questions you wanted me to ask you. You go ahead.
I mean, basically.
This is from the heart. Right before you went live, I said, write out what it is. And I mean, to be honest, I guess so from your heart, it's like so personal. I don't know what it means.
At the time, I said about last year. At the time, Hillary had a campaign at Philander Smith College, which is a black-owned college in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'd never been in her presence. So at the time, I wanted to know how did it feel to be in her presence. So we went to the campaign, me and a couple of my friends. And I made sure I stood right in front of Napoleon, which we got clippings of it. And it seemed like she spoke directly at me. I mean, it wasn't directly at me because she had turned and, you know, talked to the crowd. But the things that she spoke about, how it was hard, her mother raising her, how her Chelsea would have the best, you know, and her kids would have the best opportunities, you know, and it just felt directly at me at the time. And I was facing her, you know, and it felt like she knew who I was. She, you know, and, you know, it was hurtful, and then, you know, as I left, you know, I tried to get a picture with her. They hurry up and got her out of there. So, like I said, it was hurtful as I left, because I kept thinking about, like, you know, she know me. She knows about my story. She knows about me being his son.
She's talking about family and being true to her family, and
exactly.
There you are wanting this connection or to discover. Wow.
Exactly. And so, you know, and it hurt, because she talk about her family, her mother, you know. So I'm like, you know.
Well, let's go through some more of these points you wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. You know, I love the fact, because we didn't script this. Knowing my father helped so many people in the world.
Right.
I mean, I could differ with that, but this is how honest
right.
this all is. These questions. You're thinking he's this really great guy, and
right.
you're wondering why this is happening.
I mean, because I take trips to his library. I take my kids to his library. You know, I let them know, you know, this is your grandfather.
Because that's in Little Rock.
Right. And just all the pictures of, you know, him doing so much. He didn't help Haiti. He didn't help, you know, he done so much for the world. And it's just like, you know, What have he done for me? Why haven't he done nothing for me?
Well, I think he's helping him like he helped Haiti.
Right.
You know, he really didn't hate you. I want to talk about your dad here. This is surreal, folks, because he really wrote these. It's how much he loves his dad. This is our big scripted thing. How scripted we heard it for. I want to cry because I don't even want to say stuff here with this man that I believe is Brooklyn's son. This is getting too real. I mean, Bill Clinton up there, you know, doing what he's doing, Obama attacking me, Hillary attacking me, and all I know is they're doing all this bad stuff, and these people claim they've got a monopoly on being good, Danny. And I'm going to tell you, Danny, they're not good people.
No, they're not.
And I got to tell you, in between Hillary and Obama and Bill, I'm not saying this to make you feel good, Hillary is way worse than both of them.
Right. I think so, too. And like she sit up and say, Black Lives Matter. I mean, I want to do my Black Lives Matter. Do it.
Well, let me tell you something. I ever get some beautiful black lady pregnant, I'm going to take care of the kids I have with her. I love kids. I'm not sitting there on some high horse, but how the hell would he take care of his kids?
I love kids. I'm raising mine. I help raise my little sisters and brothers. Had my first child at 16. I'm still raising my kids now.
Don't you have, like, what, you got three kids?
I got five kids.
Wow, five kids.
Three girls, two boys. Ages from 3 to 13.
Aren't they entertaining?
Definitely entertaining. I love all their personalities. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, for me to experience that and he didn't even get the experience in my life, it's like it's saddening because every day of my life, being in my kid's life, I think about why I didn't have this, you know? It just reflects back onto me, to me.
All I got to say is I just love the fact that an hour before he came on, I said, I'm not going to ask you pre-prepared questions. I said, write what you want to talk about. And a lot of this is how you love your dad and how you think he's done so much good. So why didn't he do it for you?
Right. I think he's amazing. I love to meet a leader of the free world. He was a leader of the free world that done damn good about what he done.
Well, I want to tell the corporate media something. See, I don't do like you. I would have had all this pre-written stuff and pre-planned it. I mean, I got him here saying his dad's great. I mean, we're just covering what he thinks. Everybody in Arkansas knew about people will point at me. That's powerful. Bill Clinton had a man deliver money. We've covered that. I've confirmed that happened.
Right, correct.
Your Aunt Lucille always asks you if I remember the time she took the governor's mansion. We've talked about that. I got to tell you, Danny, it's just so real to meet somebody from Arkansas, great folks up there. Yeah, you say, I want to shake my father's hand. Let's talk about that.
I love to shake his hand. I would love to grab him and hug him one day, you know, and just experience that, you know. It's my father. I want to meet my father. I mean, my little brother, sister, daddy, he took care of us, you know. He did his best he could. He was a mechanic. He taught me how to do mechanic work. You know, but I wanted to meet my own father. I knew that he wasn't my father. Even he never told me, but I knew that he wasn't my father. You see the difference. My little sisters and brothers, they are black. So you see the difference in, you know, and that's with me and my feelings and growing up. I'm like, I know this not. My mom black, my dad black, my little sisters and brothers black. I know this not my real father. You know, I wanted to always know my father and my mother's story never changed. And with her marrying Danny Williams, my stepfather, she still consists of Bill Clinton being my father. It never changed.
Sure. Let's go back. This is important. The first time, when did she say Bill Clinton's your father?
I mean, I had to been like ages ranging from 5 to 4. You know, I mean, this has been going on all my life.
What did she say?
She said, I mean, about five, 6 years, she said, She gets out of jail. She said, "Man, you looking just like your dad, you know." And she, I was doing good in school, making good grades. She was like, "Maybe one day you can be, you know, this good person that, you know, he was." But even though he wasn't there for us, she just thought highly.
She was still looking up to him, even though he did that.
I mean, it ain't that we hate.
Well, it's not bad.
Right. It ain't that we hate because we don't practice hate. We're trying to teach our kids better. So it ain't that we hate. It's that we need to know the truth, and we deserve the truth.
And you deserve to have your family reject you, Danny.
Exactly.
Well, I know Bill Clinton's scared of this, and Bill Clinton has gone a long way down the dark side. I can tell you that right now. I just think it's still time for him to reprieve himself. I think Bill Clinton still has somewhat of a soul left. I'll be honest about that. I don't think Hillary has one. And I'm honest about that. No, she does.
Right.
She's totally turned over to evil, my friend. We're going to come back and finish up with you with any other comments you want to make. We've got special reports and more we're going to air. But I tell you, this is more powerful than I even thought it would be, Danny Williams. Let's come back. Be sure you give out your Facebook. Notice there's a media blackout on this, a total ban, a censorship. It's a Drudge Report story from his sources. They are not allowed to talk about Danny Williams. We need to make sure his story gets out, listeners. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, here I go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Russians are being told to immediately bring back children from abroad. Russia's done nuclear warfare attacks, results in 40 million evacuating major cities. Russia, President Vladimir Putin is canceling diplomatic events in Paris and other things for nuclear war. I'm very calmly announcing that. These stories are on DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com. Here's Business Insider. Get ready for a severe fall in the stock market, HSBC says. So as gloom and doom as I could ever get, it's now happening. My biggest problem is everything we've warned of is now happening, so our credibility is uber ultra high. I wish this was not the case. It is. Again, we just want to thank Grunge for carrying Danny Williams today. Anybody could probably ask better questions than I did, but it's surreal to be here going through all this. CNN orders blackout of Clinton's son. Danny's live interview. Hillary ignores him. Those stories are up on GrungeReport.com. They're also up on InfoWars.com. When he leaves us here in about 5 minutes, I'm going to get into the huge Russia developments, the stock market developments, because while we're busy focusing on the Clintons, they're just the little globalist minions that have been put in to kind of be the front people. It's the power behind the throne we should be looking at, which is why I hope Bill Clinton and Hillary rediscover their humanity. And I said, Danny, in closing, and I want to give you the floor, She can just speak from the heart. What else do you want to say? And you said, well, I just wish that Hillary would move out of the way. So Danny, you've got 4 or 5 minutes. Then we're going to obviously, after you have lunch, talk to you for the nightly news with any other little tidbits. But you're here. You were told your whole life, you're Bill Clinton's son. He gave you presents, all this. They've been putting out fake DNA tests. All this is coming out. What do you want to say to, you were saying Hillary.
Yes. I mean, I want to ask Hillary, please don't get in the way of this. And I would like to ask Clinton to please step up and take a DNA and give me a DNA sample so we can put this all to rest. I mean, we know what's true. Just, you know, step up and face it. And I like to say, I like to ask CNN to back off on me speaking the truth about who I am. I will not stop. I will keep doing what I have to do to get my story out.
Let me ask this question. This is bigger than politics because right. I've been honest with people. If Hillary gets in, unless she shuts down all free speech, which she can try, it's a gamble, we're going to get world famous, biggest thing in the world.
Exactly.
Trump gets in, I'm tied to him. He won't be able to fix everything. I'll get blamed for that. We're going to be hurt by Trump being in. If I was Machiavellian, I'd go for Hillary, at least privately.
Right.
I'm not. I really care about humanity, but I do the right thing. I don't care where the chips fall. I just do the right thing. That's how I operate. It's hard enough to tell the truth, much less make crap up. I mean, I'm just going to tell the truth. That's the end of it. Everybody knows it.
Exactly.
But would you, we didn't talk about this privately, but if the Clintons, non-disclosures, whatever, when you got there, met with them, not even monetary, but just admit he's your daddy, hug you, help take you on a vacation once a year. I know that's what you want. I imagine wanting to know your dad. So it's not, you told us privately, we didn't talk about it privately. You said, I don't want money. I just want to know he's my dad. I want him to acknowledge me. What is it you're looking for from Bill? You're not just here wanting a paycheck from some guy that gets.
I'm not just here for a paycheck. I'm here for acknowledgement. I want him to acknowledge me on who I am and that I am his son. I mean, I know personally in my heart and believe in my heart that I am his son. I just want him to step up and, you know, step up to the plate.
But like you said, Hillary, he did step up somewhat.
Exactly. I felt he did step up somewhat. Other than that, we wouldn't receive the money we received, the gifts we received. So I felt that he wanted a part of my life. So that's the reason I'm here today to ask Hillary, please do not get in the way. And please, Mr. Clinton, step up to the plate.
I don't want to prompt you. I haven't done that any because I just feel people should say what they believe in.
Right.
But you believe he's your dad. I mean, you want to address him as your dad?
Yes, sir. I'm Danny Williams, the son of Bill Clinton. I'm here today to get the truth out about me and who I am. Yes, I want to address you as my dad, and I want to know the truth. I want to get to the bottom of it and know the truth about you being my father. I want to know all about you, all about your family. Thank you.
So you just want to be recognized by your family?
Right.
Very powerful, Danny. I believe you, and I talked to the state troopers and others off record. And I hit a nerve with you, your family on, and a bunch of other things. I don't know what hit the nerve.
Right.
It was Waco. It was you. It was a bunch of stuff. I was going after the Clintons, and they got pissed.
Right.
And they wouldn't do that if it wasn't real. I mean, hell, there's people all over the internet claiming I'm married to them, and I raped them, and I'm an Easter bunny, and I'm a devil worshiper,
right.
And I'm a Vatican assassin, and I work for Israel, and I work for reptiles. It's not true. I'm not a space alien, so I don't care. But let me tell you, they get really upset when you get brought up.
Right. They should. I mean, it'd been nice. I went to bed hungry, balled up, starving, because I had to make sure my baby brother and sister eat and went without eating. You know, they should. I mean.
It's okay. Go ahead and say it. Whatever right. else you want to add.
I'm trying to keep from crying.
It's okay.
But, yeah, they should.
When did you think of the suicide?
I mean, I was in my teens and going through, you know, far as. House to house, clothes not clean, you know, on the streets, just, you know, living the way bums live, you know, and it just was hurtful. And then I just had to pull myself out of that, you know. I've been taking care of me and my kids. I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for a simple acknowledgement in the DNA. That's it.
Well, Bill Clinton can still redeem his humanity, but he has to do it before he dies, and he looks pretty long in the tooth.
Right.
In fact, it's another one of the points you wanted me to ask you. Your dad doesn't look too good.
No,
you just want to beat him before he dies?
Right. He does look unhealthy, and I does feel, you know, his time is winding down here. And I does want to meet him. I want my kids to know him. We want to know who our father, I want to know who my father is. They want to know who their grandfather is.
And like your mother told you, she knew he was a daddy because there was one white guy.
One white guy that she had been involved with at that time. I say it was probably 1984, around March of 1984. I go back because I was born in 1985, December, the 7th, 1985. So, you know, I go back, I think about, you know, I do a lot of research and, you know, and I asked her, and like I said, her story never changed. It's always been consistent. It's always been the same.
Well, is she proud of what you're doing now?
Yeah, she's very proud. I mean, she probably somewhere breaking down crying because I'm trying to keep her crying myself. So I know she's very proud. I mean,
well, Danny, I'll tell you, you take a risk doing this, so right. Do I. We're not bragging, but the Clintons are particular, people who back them are particularly evil.
Right.
And so we're here telling like it is, and I believe your story, and I hope you get some justice, and I hope the people out there that are paid corporate minions, you know, aren't too nasty about this, but don't take it bad.
Right.
You've just come here and told the truth, and you put out this report. Bill Clinton's sons tells Hillary, step aside, dealing with all the horrible things she's done. That's up on InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com. We appreciate the courage of all these affiliates. But bottom line, we're just exploring this. We were proven right about Hillary being sick, proven right about the gun control, proven right about the TPP, the NSA spying, proven right on, you know, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Drudge was. We get it right 99% of the time. And I think if it comes out and there's a third party that do a DNA test, you know, and then they say that you're not his son, then, then I think you would accept that.
Right.
All right, Danny Williams. Well, thank you. Anything else?
I want to thank you for giving me the chance to speak my story on your show. And I just want to, you know, ask to have my story heard and you know, and get it out there and him knowing that, you know, I'm trying my best to, you know, I'm trying my best to get it out the best way I can.
Yeah, no, your whole thing's how great the Clintons are.
Right.
I get it.
Thank you.
I get it. You're not attacking them. And we're not here trying to get you to do
that. Right.
Did we try to get you to do that?
I mean, that's not me. That's not in my case.
Yeah, the Clintons were good folks. We want them.
Exactly.
We don't want war. We don't want poverty. We want wealth. No. We want success. Get out the way.
I want my kids to have the best success.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Danny. Donald Trump wants that, and that's why they hate his guts. Not the Clintons, but the controllers already have the economy taken over. They don't want competition.
Exactly.
And a free market does that. Now, you've got your Facebook, you've got your Twitter. We can put them on screen.
Correct.
What's the best way for other media that wants to not follow CNN's orders to interview you?
The best way is follow me the way I've been doing. I've been doing Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anything I can download to put my story out there. The best way is following me. I got Danny Williams, my Facebook. I got my fan page is Danny Williams Clinton. Anything you like to know about me, log on to my Facebook. Inbox me, I'll inbox you back. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you're ready to do interviews now. This is the first live one. Again, thank you so much for giving this first interview, sir.
I thank you too, Mr. Alex.
You know, whether it was John McAfee or you name it, they say, McAfee goes, I don't know who you are. Everybody says, you'll let me talk.
Right.
So, you know, there's not some preconceived, you know, agenda here.
No.
And you got over your point, child, you know.
Yes, sir.
Bill Clinton's a great guy and everything. So, you just want to meet your father.
Exactly. At 30 years, all my life, all I want to ever do is know the truth.
Danny Williams, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. That's Danny Williams, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go to a couple clips here. I'm going to walk him back because he hadn't eaten in about 10 hours. I guess he ate something when he got off the plane. We're going to have him have a little snack. We're going to come back. And then we have, who's hosting the fourth hour today? David Knight hosting the fourth hour. I got a bunch of Russia war news and economy news that, quite frankly, has got me shaking. So we're going to begin going over all that. But first, let's play this Trump, where Trump talks about disloyalty in the party with O'Reilly, who's laughing at him, talking about how these guys are total sellouts in this conspiracy. And then the Mike Huckabee compares Trump to Clinton. We're going to play both those back-to-back. Then come back after the break, and I'll get into the Russia situation and the economy. Danny Williams, thank you, my friend. Appreciate your courage. Appreciate everybody else covering this today. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You attacked McCain today as well because he was mad about the tape thing. If you're elected president,
you want to hear McCain?
Well, I know you're going to wail on him.
He was desperate to get my endorsement. I gave him the endorsement because he needed it for the primary. And frankly, he ran against a very, very good woman. I feel very badly I gave him the endorsement, but that's okay.
All right, but he ends up getting like my endorsement.
He easily wins his primary. He easily wins his primary. And then all of a sudden, he does the unendorsement.
He didn't like the tape thing.
He's never heard, give me a break. He's never heard salty language before. You know, John McCain, who has probably the dirtiest mouth in all of the Senate, has never heard, he talked about lewd.
Can I ask a question, please? If you're elected president, you're going to need McCain and you're going to need Ryan. You're going to need these guys.
They'll be there. Hey, they'll be there. I would think that Ryan maybe wouldn't be there. Maybe he'll be in a different position. But McCain will be there. They'll all be there.
And you think they're going to all cooperate with you after you're trashing them?
I get along. I know you don't believe this. Well, I get along with you for 20 years, so I guess I can get along with anybody, frankly. Right. But to be honest with you, Bill, I get along with people. And I think you know that maybe better than anybody.
I don't know what good it does.
I get along with them.
I don't know what good it does to trash people. You can say I disagree. I wish they would endorse me. But to trash them, I don't know what that good that does.
Because he was begging for my endorsement. His friends are calling. The first sign of a little bit of difficulty, he unendorses.
All right.
I wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with a lot of these people. That I can tell you.
But McCain's a brave man.
Including Ryan.
While we've talked about the hit Trump's taken in the polls as a result of that tape and so on, I don't know that sort of the mainstream Republican class or, even sort of these elites, if you will, understand how invigorating it was for Trump supporters to see Trump turn to Hillary Clinton and let her have it on some of those issues like emails and trustworthiness and honesty, which we've never seen anybody look right at her and do.
The one thing you have to say about Trump, that he is fearless. This is a guy that is comfortable enough in his views, whether you like them or not, that he's going to take it straight to the other person, to their face. He's not two-faced. He's not a phony. Look, I've said this about him, Megan. He's like Captain Quint in the original movie Jaws. He's vulgar. He's salty. He might even get drunk. He's just a...
He doesn't drink.
Terrible. But hold on here.
Okay.
He's the guy who's going to save your butt and save your family. And so at the end of the day, when he kills the shark, you're happy about it. Now, Hillary is the shark. She's going to eat your boat. She's going to have open borders, immigration out the kazoo. And so the choice is, do you vote for Captain Quint, who's going to save your family, or do you vote for the shark? That's the choice you get to make.
And now we've got Jerry Falwell Jr. as if the conspiracy was secret. They said they were going to get Trump. We're going to sabotage him with Hillary. The horrible Republicans, the worst of the worst, have resembled themselves, have revealed themselves. We got to get rid of them. Here is the Jerry Falwell Jr. clip.
Well, the whole story just fell in my lap about 6 or 8 weeks ago. I got a phone call from someone who's very close to the top establishment candidates and the Republican Party, the people who wanted to be president over the last 4 or 5 years. And he told me, he said, Jerry, something strange is going on. They're meeting regularly, and they tell me that it's a certainty that Donald Trump will not be the nominee on November 8th of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And I called one of Trump's attorneys. I told him about it, but there were no more details than that, so there was nothing anybody could do. But then when I saw what happened this weekend, and I saw how quickly all the usual suspects jumped on it and started calling for Trump to step down as the nominee.
The suspects? Who are the usual suspects? Paul Ryan?
The establishment. Yeah. The establishment candidates. He was one that just disinvited Trump almost immediately. Right. It's almost like he knew it was coming.
Are these people who are associated with the RNC, with the leadership on Capitol Hill of either the Senate or the House? How high does it rise?
Very high, but not necessarily the people you just mentioned. I think it's people who were candidates at some point in the last year or 4 years or 5 years. And so it's very high level.
It's the Bush Global Crime Syndicate that's hooked in with the communist Chinese and the big banks. They're the people put in. They admit they'll never let Trump in, but they failed stealing the nomination. They're failing now. They orchestrated this giant hoax, like, oh, it's over for him. They'll do it again and again. That's what they do, because Trump isn't out to get you. Meanwhile, they're so arrogant, they would put a corpse forward to be president, like Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump has a new powerful ad that exposes it. Here it is.
Our next president faces daunting challenges in a dangerous world. Iran promoting terrorism. North Korea threatening. ISIS on the rise. Libya and North Africa in chaos. Hillary Clinton failed every single time as Secretary of State. Now she wants to be president. Hillary Clinton doesn't have the fortitude, strength, or stamina to lead in our world. She failed as Secretary of State. Don't let her fail us again.
Now, we talk about things being surreal. When we come back in the final segment, I'm going to host the David Knight Takes Over. I have all the Russian news, and it's getting so dangerous, I can't believe it. And then it ties in with mainstream news on the economy. Get ready for a, quote, severe fall in stock market, HSBC. They are engineering this thing big time. The Russians are telling their citizens to come home from abroad right now. That's the final straw.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
DrugReport.com. CNN orders blackout on Clinton's son. Let's say Danny Williams isn't his son. I believe he is. Danny believes he is. I've been covering this 20 plus years. Or maybe 20. I was on there about a year before I covered Danny Williams. Danny believes it. He looks like Bill Clinton. I've talked to the state police. This has gone on forever. There was a fake DNA test that never happened. That's been confirmed. And all I know is the Clintons have lied to us about everything. Her health, you name it. CNN orders blackout on Clinton's son, just like they did on health care, just like they did on the health care penalties and Obamacare and gun control and world government. And now here comes Donald Trump, who reads Drudge every day. And he goes and gives a big speech saying Hillary wants world government, unlimited immigration, rule by corporations. That's all true under TPP. Where is the fault with Trump? Emails reveal more collusion between state and Clinton campaign. While she's being investigated, she's running the Justice Department and State Department. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, they're spraying Islam or die things on Christian churches. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. And then I've got these stories right here. I mean, I read these stories, and I don't even know what to make of them. It's so crazy. Now, I'm going to say something right now. Russia has been in the right because they have less than 3 military bases, like 2.5. They have like 1 coaling station, 2 military bases. They've not been offensive. But Russia's being tricked into offensive action, which will bankrupt Russia. Russia's announcing they're going to start looking at putting troops and missiles in Cuba, which I know our government's done on their border. It's reasonable. And troops in Latin America. That's going to actually, though, make Russia a real threat. And then it's just like, I didn't want a war with Islam, but once they brought them here, I had to have the war. I'm not going to ever side with the globalists against Russia because they're just trying to destroy my own country as well. But Russia should really back off because it's not going to help Russia doing that. But whatever, Russia has a right to fight back. Russian military practicing martial law over nuclear war risk. That's Infowars.com. Associated Press. Putin postpones visit to France amid diplomatic tensions. Russia tells foreign Russians living abroad, that's a story up right now, to get out of those countries and come back to Russia. I mean, this is getting crazy. I think I had that article pulled up. I can't see it now. Maybe find it on Drudge. Russia considers opening military bases in Cuba. I mentioned that in Latin America. Putin, we know, destroyed aid convoy in Aleppo, Syria. We're concerned with the deterioration of Russian-American relations, Putin said. And they know it was our military order to do it. Arms dealer says the administration made him safe scapegoat on Libyan operation to protect Clinton. They blamed him for the weapons Clinton got to Al-Qaeda. Pakistan spy agency protecting terrorist journalist claims. But I had that one article I hit print on, but I don't have it. It was the most important. I think it was Associated Press as well, where Russians tell foreigners abroad. The other is that Zero Hedge has it. Russian government officials told to immediately bring back children studying abroad. That's the next step to ambassadors being pulled, and then you're not 1 second to midnight. The second hand is ticking into it. So I'm here babbling about Danny Williams and, you know, the media and Obama talking about me. I don't care. Just stop starting World War III. And why would they start World War III? To economically cover up what they've done. When you have a world financial collapse, the elites always launch a war. That's globalist robber baron, British Empire, Rothschild, Rockefeller doctrine. When the stock market goes down, they take you to war. We should get Gerald Salin taken on the next few days. Red alert, get ready for a severe fall in the stock market. HSBC says, I'll do 5 more minutes and hand the baton to David Knight. But first, didn't plug all this hour. We need your support. We need you to, you need to get DNA Force, 23% off ends today. You need to get Knockout that's got the melatonin, the L-tryptophan, the valerian root, and like 6 other ingredients, lower price or same price as the same dose as melatonin in a bottle. $19.95 normally, $14.96 right now, 25% off, and that purchase funds the operation. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the fourth hour.
This is GCN.
By the way, InfoWars.com/show to find it.
Radio Network.